Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 1, Listening 5, Part 2. You're going to hear a short talk about fear. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me in a few words what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Why are we scared of some things when really they pose no danger to us? This type of irrational phobia is very common. Let's look at some examples and some tips for beating phobias. One of the most common animal phobias is fear of dogs, man's best friend, according to some, or a dangerous, aggressive beast with sharp teeth, for others. To counter this, psychologists recommend spending some time with a calm, adult dog until you're comfortable in their presence. Fear of flying is another great example. Logically, most people need to fly for business, holidays, or traveling, but some are still scared of this little what if of crashing. To overcome this fear, try distracting yourself with a movie or a book. The flight will pass much quicker. In conclusion, it's natural to be anxious about some things, but we should remember to be rational as well. Can you tell me in a few words what the speaker is talking about? Now listen to the talk again. Write down some notes about what you hear if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me 6 pieces of information about phobias. Are you ready? Why are we scared of some things when really they pose no danger to us? This type of irrational phobia is very common. Let's look at some examples and some tips for beating phobias. One of the most common animal phobias is fear of dogs, man's best friend, according to some, or a dangerous, aggressive beast with sharp teeth, for others. To counter this, psychologists recommend spending some time with a calm, adult dog until you're comfortable in their presence. Fear of flying is another great example. Logically, most people need to fly for business, holidays, or traveling, but some are still scared of this little what if of crashing. To overcome this fear, try distracting yourself with a movie or a book. The flight will pass much quicker. In conclusion, it's natural to be anxious about some things, but we should remember to be rational as well. Now tell me 6 pieces of information about phobias.